Brian found a designer for me called Pauline, who came up with a brilliant design for war, which is all about helmets and bombers and bombs, and it's terribly grey and white and quite... No, it's really rather beautiful because it takes advantage of a gap in the wall where the rendering goes around two chimneys. It really is quite a fancy piece of work. I'm quite pleased with that one. And I got a load of unemployed people to help me. It was summer. We put up the scaffolding and we would picnic on the park and paint. There'd be anything up to 5 or 8 people on the scaffold at any one time. And Pauline was supervising the design, and it went very quickly. It might have only lasted, I'm sure we got rid of, we got that one done very quickly. And then the weather changed when we went to the other end and we started on the peace mural. The design was a big tree with plankton underneath buried in the soil. And a hillside white figure, I think it's the one with a club. And there was going to be signs of the zodiac in the sky, but I thought that was a bit optimistic. So I put a dove of peace and some barbed wire up there and had the barbed wire, had the dove of peace fly into the barbed wire and show it's, because I didn't think anything was... There's a fence down the bottom, which is the... it refers to the fence at Greenham Common, because women had been protesting about the presence of nuclear weapons at Greenham Common for a long time. And we went out there and saw them, and their conditions were atrocious, but they were hardy souls and they were getting on with it. So I copied a kind of chain link fence to symbolise that, but it was just one of those things. We stuck a little GLC in the middle, and the opening ceremony was very funny when we found a performance artist who dressed himself up in World War I soldier's outfit with a helmet and a gas mask, and he had a wheelbarrow full of sand, which he brought up to the day, and there was a trumpeter sounding the last post. And everything went a bit mad because there was too much beer and fun going on. But it really, he tried to dig a trench in his wheelbarrow and get himself into it. He was a good performance artist, he was.
Was there a good response from the local people?
The local people knew that we were trying to save the street from demolition. By then, local people were almost all either squatters or that sort of young, fairly, you know, open-minded sort of people. So we never had any complaints about any of the murals. When I first put up the design, the skeleton figure off the Felician Rops thing, it was just in black and white, and someone had graffitied it with a giant tick, and then later on they painted a piece of graffiti on the fence with an arrow coming off the word brilliant. I mean, they really did like, or whoever was doing the graffiti really liked Nuclear Dawn. And the War and Peace ones, they were in a very obscure place. I mean, the GLC weren't terribly impressed with where they were. It was in the back streets of Brixton. But I knew it would cause grief for the council, so that's why they were there, really. I was busy working for the Federation of Housing Cooperatives. They were thinking of cutting the Minnehag grant, which we were using to do up these derelict properties. So I suggested to the Federation of Housing Cooperatives that we do up a house in a weekend. And they said, all right. I said, there's some publicity for you. So me and a mate got onto, the roof had been burnt off an old vicarage in Kennington. And the rain was just pouring in, so a mate of mine and I got on a week early. And we roof felted the floor of what was left of the attic and made a roof out of that and saved the vicarage, repaired the doors, started living in it. The rain came through. I made a few faults. We had to prop up a bit of this and a bit of that. It really was a lovely building. The school complained that the children of a woman who was living in the building were going to school covered in dust. Well, you know. And then the Daily Telegraph came to see it on opening, on the publicity day, and took beautiful photograph of us all up the stairs of this place that we'd just resurrected. And I thought, yes, we're going to be, it's going to happen. They're going to save the Minihad grant. We're going to be, and it was never published. And I thought, I don't know how they, I was so disappointed, really. We put an awful lot of effort in and got. So eventually the housing grants dribbled away. So so that was 83-ish. We did the anti-nuclear murals. And I went on to kind of try and save a community development centre up in Brixton. And then there was a job, community arts grants officer at the GLC. So I went for that and got it. And I started giving out grants for the GLC for artists and musicians and the Chinese Film Society. And then I went out giving grants for a number of years in local authorities. But that's after 85.